So, Ernest, you were talking about Rand Paul, and I do want to talk about that. He has had quite a week dealing with reporters. First, it was a fight with Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show, where they were shouting and talking all over each other. Fox News's Megyn Kelly challenged him, asking what it is he has against female reporters. Apparently, it's not just females, though. He walked out of an interview with The Guardian. That one was actually being live streamed on Periscope with reporter Paul Lewis. Who is it that's being thin-skinned here? Is it the reporters that are involved, or is it Rand Paul?
I don't think the interviewers were being thin-skinned. In fact, I mean, I thought Savannah Guthrie held her own just fine. I thought Megyn Kelly held her own just fine. And in fact, Megyn Kelly was kind of giving a pretty good defense. Like, you guys don't all have to come to our defense. You know, we can handle it. You know, we're big girls. We know what we're doing. But I think maybe some of the journalists who are writing about the dust-ups between Guthrie and Kelly and The Guardian maybe were being a little thin-skinned. I mean, I loved one piece. I don't remember who wrote it, but basically was saying there's no crying in journalism. Lighten up. We have to, if we can dish it out, we have to take it.
No, I agree with that. But I think what is going to happen here is Rand Paul is going to have to figure out some sort of way to move away from this sort of me against the media kind of narrative that he's created, because in the long run, that doesn't serve you well. And he can go back to plenty of politicians at various levels of government who have tried that and failed.
I mean, I actually think that that's true in the general election, but in the primary season, I'm not so sure that
it does play in the base. It does.
How does he do it? Because, I mean, go back 28 years ago, and George Herbert Walker Bush basically ambushed the ambushing Dan Rather live on the air, and that really scored some points with him. Or, you know, you can think about Newt Gingrich during the primary season in the last race. He was bashing the media in those debates all the time and scoring points and votes. But I think that Rand Paul just needs to figure out how he's going to calibrate that attack on the media if he's going to make it work for him right now.
And that narrative is not going to play very well if it is looked at by, especially by women voters, as he has an issue with women reporters. That's not going to play well. It may play to some in his base, but not enough for him to be able to win a nomination.